It's 11 o'clock at night, and we're camping on the shores of Lake Superior. You can hear, I went for a walk. The rest of them are all asleep. Oh, walk around that. And just about down to the water here to, I don't know. It's amazing, there's still some light, which is cool. And it's incredible. I don't know what else to say. I mean, like, you see the size of this water. It's like, that's big water. You know, there's no tides, of course, because it's not an ocean, but there certainly is, certainly are waves coming in. You can hear them, of course, I imagine. And, it's really just amazing to come down here and just, you know, look at this and realize how many people, how many, like historically, how many people have been here. You know, like, it seems to me like, for example, you think back to the native people that lived here and, like, this is just what they saw every day. That's kind of cool. And then how they probably were in awe of this. So this is, of course, where their, this is where their food came from. This is where their drinking water obviously came from. And it's just an incredible thing to see. And then you think, I think about fur traders, right? You know, built this country the way it is now. And they would have come through here and they would have seen all this stuff and would have seen this big water like this. They would have never seen lakes like that in Europe. And it you can almost think about what it was like. Of course, there wouldn't have been any lights. I could see campfires. I could see lights from people's trailers because they have electricity, just like we do. And that's just an amazing thing to think about how many people have been on this water. You think back even before what we would call the native people were here, you know, like before they became who they are, who they became. When you think about the Homo sapiens that came here across the Bering Land Bridge and then, you know, over thousands and tens and thousands of years eventually made it this far. And it just, it's cool. You know, the oldest form of life ever found, fossilized, was found on the shores of Lake Superior. And that's also kind of awesome. And that's where I'm standing right now. And this is just an amazing place. It's just amazing when you look up at the stars and you wonder, I wonder where you are. If there's somebody out there around some star up there doing the same thing. I think there probably is. I don't think they've come here. I don't think they've contacted us. I don't know if we ever will, but I imagine that there's got to be other something else out there. You know, I don't think it's they're landing and going to buttfuck Arkansas and buttfucking people. You ever wonder about that? Like, well, we've come all this way. It's time for the anal probes. That just seems odd to me. It's really amazing. Really something. Really something. These huge trees. And it's just incredible. So, not too much to say beyond that, except that this is really an amazing place to be. We were driving up here today, and I said, Isabel, you know, it's like when you drive up Highway 17, you see what it looks like up here. You realize how lucky you are to actually live in this country. And I know other countries have awesome shit in them, too. But this is really something amazing. So, that's all I gotta say. For now. Camping Part 2. It is now July 6th at night, about 11:30 or so. I'm on the beach again, and there is nobody here. I see a canoe and a couple of chairs there. It's so dark because it's getting cloudy. It's supposed to rain tomorrow. Thankfully, we have a trailer, not a tent anymore. Holy crap, is it ever dark. This reminds me a great deal of being on the Newfoundland to Nova Scotia or vice versa ferry and standing up on the deck. Because it's like you're floating. You can't see anything. And that's not just my vision. And it's, that's mind-boggling. I can see a signal light, which I imagine is a lighthouse kind of deal. A couple of those, actually. Yeah, there's one over there. Yeah, one to my left, one to my right, because this is a bay. And you see that firefly, which is awesome. You know, it's too bad they canceled those fireflies. And, yeah, this is crazy. It's really dark. My eyes are adjusting a little bit now. I can see a little bit of detail. There's another firefly. And another one. Wow, they're all over the place. But yeah, I think another firefly. I really think that it is going to be nasty tonight. It said 90% chance of rain. And we may get that. Oh, the fireflies are awesome. If I didn't know what those were, I'd be freaked out and think it was the aliens. My God, they're just coming out of nowhere. I'm pretty sure that that's probably, no, probably not fireflies, probably aliens. Here for the anal probes. But, yeah, this is something. I wish to hell somehow I could take a picture of this, and you could just see, it's like there's little white lights all over the place. You know, I'm sure the dude would have something to say here about how it's like thousands of podcasts coming in, but that's, it's funny, we went to the Agua Bay Interpretation Center today and looked at it's like a museum, and me and John and Isabel, we had our phones, and of course he had his iPad with him, take pictures, and then a network pops up, first thing we all do, run over to the information desk. What's the web password? So we had 96 Google Plus notifications. But yeah, this is something. Hope it doesn't rain tomorrow, but I got a bad feeling. Then again, it rained this morning, and we just sat in the trailer and hung out and had breakfast, no problem. I'm like, if it was a tent, we would have packed it up and gone home, because then the rest of the day was nice. Isn't that made the greatest tagine in the world? Ever. It was great. Just saying. I think actually it's funny, I said big water. I think, what did I read today at the Interpretation Center? That the Ojibwe name for, the Anishinaabe, known for Lake Superior, it's like Great Big Sea or something like that, honestly. Because it's like a sea, you know. If you've ever seen this, like, this is the largest freshwater lake in the world. And it's like an ocean. But what with the fresh water on it. I think it's called Lake Superior because it topped the Great Lakes, the North. I don't think it's called Lake Superior, like, compared to, like, Lake Inferior. I don't really know. Anyway, I'm much less introspective than I was last night. Go home tomorrow. Hope it isn't pouring rain when we pack the trailer up, actually, more than anything. Anyway, that's me. That's us camping. And I don't know why you'd want to listen to this crap, but thanks if you are.
Take my love, take my land, take me where I cannot stand. I don't care, I'm still free. You can't take the sky from me. Take me out to the black. Tell them I ain't coming back. Burn the land and boil the sea. You can't take the sky from me. There's no place I can be since I found serenity. You can't take the sky from me.